Giles Brown,
let's talk. Now then, if you've been listening to Talk Radio Europe during the week, you have noticed a new indent, a new promo going around with the lovely Claudia, who seems very excited to be telling us what's happening in the world of Spanish tax. Claudia is from Spence Clark, and she is joining us this morning. But before we start, I thought we'd give a quick one. Claudia, are you there?
Yes.
Right, so before we start, I thought I'd give a quick one of these. Because Spence Clark are back. Alistair, I know you're listening, and it's good to know that you're still around and about and having a lovely time. But we are talking, Claudia, today. We are talking, because you are going to be co-hosting, shall we say. You're going to be taking over the last half hour of my show every Thursday, basically. I can see this as part of your cunning plan for media domination of the entire region of Spain. But what are we going to be talking about today, Claudia?
The possible abolition of wealth tax, possible.
Okay, before we start going, okay, for somebody like myself, who obviously is looking out at the Lamborghini across the private yacht next to the private island, what is wealth tax as opposed to everybody else's tax?
Okay, well, as it name says, wealth tax, it taxes your wealth, okay? So when you live in Spain, you're resident, it taxes your worldwide assets. When you're non-resident, it taxes the assets that you own in Spain, properties, okay?
Yep.
Now, you would think, oh, this tax has nothing to do with me, okay? But you would think that it's all for the rich, but I want to, before we go any further, I want to make you clear numbers. I want to give you numbers so you will see how unfair this tax is.
Okay.
Okay. So if somebody has 1 million euros, okay, they pay 800 euros a year. That's nothing. You would say, oh, that's okay. Now, let me tell you something. If they have 2.5 million, they pay 16,000 euros a year. Every year, they're not receiving any income. So if you have a property there, you're taxed on that. If you have 5 million, 59,000 euros. Okay, this is not 100 million.
Yeah.
5 million. It's so I wanted to make clear how unfair this tax is. Okay, now the wealth tax is a tax that does not belong to the estate of Spain. So it means that it has been given to the communities for them to decide if they tax their people in their community or they do not. Okay. So the state tax has no say how it has been written in the legislation. So because of that, the parties of Spain have been using it politically, okay? And where we have the right wing, they want to abolish it. Where we have the left wing, they say this is the best idea they have. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, with you so far. So what, I mean, is the wealth tax then, is it across the whole of Spain? Because I thought the autonomous regions could set their own tax laws. And somewhere, for example, somewhere like Madrid, the tax wasn't so onerous, wasn't so heavy on the rich.
Yes. So it is a tax that belongs to the communities. So the communities can decide how they tax their members. So, for example, as you say, Madrid, there's no wealth tax at all, okay? Now, before you pay wealth tax, as a resident, as an non-resident, you have an allowance of 700,000 euros. Now, the communities can change this allowance. And so, if you live in Navarra, the allowance is 550,000 euros.
Okay.
If you live in Catalonia, Valencia, or Extremadura, their allowance is 500,000. And then in Aragon, 400,000. So, in an Aragon, once you start paying tax, is after 400,000.
Okay. My question then is that 700,000 or whatever, 100,000 if you're in Extremadura, 500,000, is that on your Spanish assets or is that on your worldwide assets? Because that can be a difficult one as well.
Yes, well, so if you're resident, it's on your worldwide assets. So if you're living in Spain, that's the allowance you have for your worldwide assets. Now, if you're not living in Spain and you have a property as a non-resident, the allowance is 700,000. They can choose if they want to elect the taxation of their community if they wanted to, but because 700,000 is the greatest one, they will all of them elect the state one at this moment. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is how we are with that. Yeah.
And obviously this is an interesting one, because as with so many things in Spain, Spanish politics, it seems to have the central government, or it seems has the regions. Because I can't help but notice that, you know, Madrid, Ayuso, and you have Andalucía, who've come up with this one as well, which is obviously the rising star Juanma Moreno. This is perhaps going to annoy the central government with the socialist and Podemos socialist government. It's not going to go down well with them, is it?
Yes. Well, last week when Juanma Moreno announced that they were getting rid of the wealth tax, following Madrid, as you have said, well, the Podemos was like crazy on the media, saying that they were going to create a state tax that will replace the wealth tax, called Impuesto sobre Grandes Fortunas. Now, this Impuesto
that's snappy, isn't it? That's got a certain ring to it, hasn't it? Grandes Fortunas. I thought that was are those big cigarettes, Grandes Fortunas?
So this tax was actually mentioned when PSOE, the Partido Socialista of Spain, was elected 3 years ago, and they all started saying, we're going to collect this, and this is the new tax, and everybody was like, but nothing happened. COVID came, nothing more happened about it. But now that Andalusia has done this, they have started talking about it again. Okay? And what is extraordinary, it has been that I thought, you know, oh my God, this is the worst. This was so good for Andalusia. The what has been crazy is that other communities, instead of reacting like the government or like Podemos, saying, okay, yes, this is true, Andalusia can't do this, or Madrid, they have started to say that they too want a reduction in their communities in taxes. This is extraordinary at the moment. This is what, there's a fight on this.
Yeah, I mean, the thing behind that, and the reason that Moreno has been saying this, Juanma, if I know him personally, the reason is, yeah, he's on my Christmas card list, you know. But the thing is that they're saying that if you cut the tax to the super rich, the wealthy, it will encourage them to move into the area, and therefore it will encourage investments, etc. And it's kind of, it's, you know, in a week that we've heard about trickle down economics, we seem to be hearing about it in Spain as well.
Yes, of course. This is logical. Okay, for me, it's like 2 + 2. If who are the people who give employment? It's the people who invest. Who are the people who invest? People who have more money than the rest. So, if you want some place to progress, you need to give them these facilities. So if what happens if you lower the tax, if you get rid of this tax, well, for me, this is my opinion, then there'll be more investment for Andalusia. If a hotel was going to be built in Portugal, they'll build it here in Andalusia, and that will give millions of employment. Golf course that was going to be in Portugal will be done here, whatever. And even if not investment, if somebody wealthy likes the sun and wants to live in Andalusia, they buy a property. What happens with that property? Well, you have to pay local taxes. The local taxes are paid to whom? To the town hall. So yeah, the town hall gets more money. You have to pay electricity and water. So the companies, the private companies, get more money. So for me, this is, as I told you, it's basic maths. Yeah.
I actually have friends who have a large house in Guadalminabaja, and they were considering moving to, you know, the Madrid region because of the tax breaks or the wealth tax. But then, you know, literally this was announced a couple of weeks ago in Andalusia, and they're staying. They're not going to move now. They were going to relocate to Madrid because of the tax regime there. But now they have a considerable amount of money, and now they're going to stay. They're very happy because they're going to stay in Guadalmina.
Yeah, of course. Don't get me wrong. We have to pay taxes, but a tax, when you buy a property, you've already paid 10% when you bought that property and with the cost and everything. And if that property is not producing any income, why on earth would you be paying a yearly tax for nothing? You know,
exactly.
It's crazy. And I've told you those amounts, you know, 2.5 million, €16,000 a year.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Now,
it's really crazy. OK, if you earn €60,000 in income, yes, pay taxes. If you earn 100,000, yes, that's fair. I think it's super unfair. And you have to, Giles, the wealth tax, the only other country in Europe who has it is Norway.
Okay.
France, they had it, and they lost so many people, wealthy people, you know, the famous actor, that Macron had to abolish it. And now Spain is the only country who has it. It's crazy.
Yeah, indeed. And before I get on my soapbox and start singing the Internationale, you know, and you know, become like the good Trotskyist I am, because people are saying, well, the rich, they should pay for it, and it's the poor and the working class of Andalusia would pay for this. But when we look at the number of people, how much money is taken by this tax, it's not, you know, it isn't a huge amount of the total percentage of tax that's brought in throughout the region.
Yes, it's ridiculous. That's a very good question. In Andalusia, the wealth tax represents 0.6% of the total collected in tax. For God's sake, if you compare it to income tax, it's nothing. So I don't know if you bring back if you take away wealth tax and the people come back,
yeah,
these people are going to pay income tax, and this income tax is going to be 5 times more than what is collected for wealth tax. It's not the way to go. So it's not, if they want to sell that this is a huge amount of money, it's not true. It's a lie.
Yeah.
It's 0.6% of the total collected.
Let's look at the how it can impact some of our listeners here on Talk Radio Europe. I'm talking about obviously non-residents with assets in Spain. For example, if I am legally paying tax in the UK and I own a villa on the Costa Blanca, on the Costa del Sol, which will cost me €3 million. If I've been submitting wealth tax declarations annually, every year, will this change? If this new change in the wealth tax, well, this will be out, obviously, this is Andalusia, let's say Costa del Sol might be.
Yeah.
Is it going to change? Is this change in the tax law as pertains to wealth, will it affect my situation?
Yes, as a non-resident, if you have a property in Andalusia, you will not have to pay wealth tax. You have to continue paying the deemed income tax. That is a crazy tax that also exists in Spain, but well, we accept it because residents also pay it. But that person will not have to pay the wealth tax on a yearly basis ever again. Well, ever again. Let's see. At least we know that for this year 2022. They will not pay it. 2023, let's see, because it all depends on what happens with the state government if they're going to create this new impuesto sobre las grandes fortunas.
I do like that. That's the way it's. That's going to be words to strike terror. Oh my goodness! It's the grandes fortunas. And are there going to be any tax changes? Because the other big tax issue, or one of the other big tax issues, because there are so many, is the inheritance tax. Now, is this going to change?
No, okay. This inheritance tax and gift tax are also taxes that belong to the communities. Okay, so Andalusia followed Madrid, and for a while now, there is practically no inheritance and gift tax for close family. Okay, what is close family? Well, everything to do with the vertical line that goes from grandparents to parents to children. There is no inheritance tax, and also if gift tax is 99% exempt, so it's nearly like it doesn't exist as well. Andalusia is thinking on extending it to other relatives like brothers and cousins. They are having these talks, and I think it's wonderful, because if think about that, Giles, imagine you have your father who you live with your parents, you know.
Well, my father is well known for his £3 million houses, let's face it.
No, but let's think about this family who lives, you know, typical Spaniard, the children 50 year age, they still live with their parents,
yeah,
don't they?
Absolutely.
Because they can't afford to buy a new home. So basically before, because it's different, the inheritance tax is treated different in Spain than in the UK. The UK, it's paid by the estate. In Spain, it is paid by the beneficiary. So suddenly the father dies and this 50-year-old son lives in the parent home, and he has to pay the inheritance tax, and he doesn't have the money, because the inheritance tax for properties is based on the market value. And you can imagine Andalusia homes that were bought 70 years ago, the value has increased. They can't afford it, so they have to eventually sell the home, move out, and they've lost their parents' home. Because so this tax, inheritance tax, is another tax like the wealth tax, which was really unfair, because it was making people suffer. So now there's no inheritance tax. So children like this man, 50-year-old, he inherits the house. He can continue living in the home that was from his parents. These are logical taxes that should not be paid by human beings, for God's sake.
The other thing is, I'm going to vote for you next time around. The other thing, so here's the thing. If I've already given my tax declaration in for 2021, can I claim it back?
It's not. And I have had questions about this in through email. This tax is applicable this year already. So the tax return that we file for 23, it will be already applicable. Okay. And hopefully if we have Podemos and forget about it, because whatever idea they have now, then there'll be no wealth tax in Andalusia for the future. And oh, Giles, yes, of course.
Yes, what?
There's the elections of Spain are next year. Okay.
Yes.
And so they if they want to put the impuesto sobre grandes fortunas, they can't do it already for this year, okay? Because they have no time, okay? There's no time anymore to be approved this year. So it would have to be next year. And next year are the elections, so maybe they will use it as something for their campaign, and maybe they do make it a priority. But I hope they don't, because of all the rest of the community saying that they are not following. Even we have the governor of Valencia, which is from the socialist government, saying that they want to decrease the taxes in their community. So contradicting the state. So there's a big thing going on in the political world of Spain at the moment. Mm. If they lose the elections next year, and hopefully we have the Partido Popular there, and then it would be cancel the wealth tax. It's good news for all Spain, then.
Yeah.
What can I say?
Yes, okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can see the attraction, can't you? Because if you attract more wealthy people, that brings in more revenue to your area. And Valencia is going to want, I mean, if Andalusia is doing this and Madrid is doing this, you can bet your bottom peso or whatever that, you know, Valencia will want to get in on the act because,
yes,
you know, because it's Valencia. You know what I mean? So are we looking at a situation then that Spain, well, Andalusia has become, if you like, something of a tax haven?
Oh yes, this is. I have to read what we have, what Alistair placed in his article, because I love
always
his
entertaining.
Words.
Always entertaining.
He said, perhaps not exactly a tax haven, which is not necessarily a good thing, but certainly a very comfortable place for both the modest and very wealthy. His words for me is true.
Yeah.
He says in his article that we have to be responsible of paying tax. This is true, but we can't permit an unfair tax. The wealth tax is an unfair tax. Why doesn't it exist in another country? That tells you a lot. And I haven't said it. This tax was invented in 1977, 45
right.
years ago, when the peseta had whatever value it had. It hasn't been indexated. How can we have the same tax? It's crazy, don't you think so?
Indeed.
I just have to say, to answering your question, that we have to leave it to another day, because I don't know what will happen if hopefully it will still be a tax haven, Andalusia, or we don't know. We'll have to continue the story.
We'll continue the story. Claudia, we're running out of time. And can I just say that you're a natural on this sort of thing. So, Alistair, if you're listening, the girl done good. If people want to catch up with Alistair's latest and always entertaining, but also spot on and informative articles on the tax situation, where can they find you?
Yes, of course. Our webpage is Spence Clark, both with an E, Spence and Clark, and .com. That is our email. You can email myself, which is Claudia@SpenceClark.com, or just log into our webpage. We have fantastic articles. We have a free income tax calculator. You can send us any inquiry you have about any subject, and we will respond as soon as we can. We can have a telephone call. We're very open and can hopefully answer any queries that you have regarding Spanish tax.
Claudia Spence-Clark, as always, great to speak to you. Thanks very much for your time today.
Okay, Charles, have a nice day then.
Talk Radio Europe.